securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Chad Holmes again from Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 game, top of the second inning. Molly Merrill leading things off for the Cards. Swing and a miss on that first pitch from Macy Vollert for strike one. So two in the top of the first for the Cards, two in the bottom of the first for the Royals. Molly Merrill waits. Here comes Vollert's pitch. Drops a little bit low, even things up at a ball and a strike. These teams scheduled to play in Wausau at Sunnyvale Park on Thursday afternoon. Weather permitting, the weather looking a little wet in the forecast at this point. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Belt high fastball swinging through it is Merrill. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Molly Merrill, Camille Sobolewski, and Lauren Thiel for the Cards, 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Fastball misses the outside corner, evens things up at 2-2. Steve Jankowski in the third base box for the Cards. Hands on hips, no sign to the batter. 2-2. Chopper taking a little off. Change of pace was from Vollert. A little in front, but able to get a piece of it was Merrill. Stay alive at 2-2. Both these teams, Division 5 and a conference full of Division 4 schools. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike three called. So Merrill goes down looking. That is the first strikeout for Macy Vollert and the first out in the Newman Catholic second inning. And now Camille Sobolewski will step in for the Cards. Newman Catholic center fielder. Sobolewski, sophomore, such a fantastic volleyball player as well. There's a well-hit ball, left center field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Picked up by Lydia Smits, gets to it quickly, and fires to the infield, holding Sobolewski to a long single. Well-hit ball by Camille Sobolewski, and a good play in center field by Smits. Went to her right, able to play it on a hop before it got to the fence, and holds Sobolewski to a single. Up next for Newman Catholic is their number 8 hitter, the designated player, Lauren Thiel. Right-handed batter will settle in. Macy Vollert has the target. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Faking the pickoff is Claire Nelson. Holds on to it as Sobolewski close to the bag. And it's nothing and one. Taking a couple practice cuts. And now stepping back in is Lauren Thiel. The junior right-hander Vollert delivers. Rising fastball up and out of the zone. Evens things up at 1-1. Assumption currently has a one-game lead over Auburndale in the Merrillwood Conference South Division. 5-1 Royals, 8-4 overall. Swing and a miss, going after one outside the zone that time was Thiel. And the count goes to 1-2. A little over-anxious that time. And now that puts Macy Vollert in a good situation for Assumption. Working quickly is Vollert. She's ready. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pickoff back to first, and Sobolewski back in safely. But that is the second strikeout of the inning for Vollert. Two outs for the Cards. And their number 9 hitter, second baseman Brianna Schultz, will now step to the plate.
Number 14, second baseman Brianna Schultz.
So number 14 on the back of the jersey for Brianna Schultz. And she'll step in. 2-2 game. Runner on first. Two outs for the Cards. Top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Rising fastball. Under it was Brianna. Strike one. Sun is shining here in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, after some very nippy and windy and wet days, beautiful day to be out and about watching high school softball. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Going up and out of the zone that time with Schultz. And now she's down in the count. Nothing and two. Macy Vollert looking to strike out the side for Assumption. Putting down the fingers, setting the target behind the dish is Claire Nelson. 0-2 pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner. That's a good location for a nothing and two pitch. Off the corner, but close enough where sometimes the hitter will go fishing. but not pulling the trigger with Schultz, and it's now 1-2. And the pitch. There's a little roller back to the circle, picked up by Macy Vollert. Throws to first, a little low, but dug out by Maddie Moss. 1-3 on the putout, and that will do it for the Cards in the second inning. No runs on one base hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. End of an inning and a half. It's Newman Catholic 2, Assumption 2. This is High School Softball on Civic Media.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, partly cloudy overnight. A low close to 50. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-60s. More rain ahead for Thursday, high mid-50s. We're back into sunshine for Friday, high upper 60s. More rain possible Saturday. Currently, it's 66.
WIRI Nakusa.
Chad Holmes back again from Robinson Park. Bottom of the second inning. Leading things off for Assumption is Lexi Stoplett. And the first pitch from Jankowski is a little bit inside for ball one. 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Royals here in the bottom of the second. That one is at the top of the zone, outside corner. Strike one called. One ball, one strike. Ashley Jankowski deals. There's a well-hit ball left center field. That's going to be trouble. That's going to be in the gap all the way to the fence. Rounding first, heading to second is Stoplett with a leadoff stand-up double for Assumption. So Stoplett turned on that one and drilled it into the gap between Molly Merrill in left and Camille Sobolewski in center. And Assumption has a potential lead run in scoring position with nobody out as the first baseman Maddie Moss will come to the plate. Right-handed batter, squares the bunt, lays it down, but it's foul on the third base side. 2-2 score, bottom half of inning number two. No balls and one strike on Maddie Moss. And there's a swing, no sign of a bunt that time, falls it straight back to the screen. Count goes to 0-2. Delaney Hahn, the number 9 hitter, in the on-deck circle for Assumption. Jankowski winds and deals. Just a little bit up, that's ball one. Again, not a bad two-strike pitch, just out of the zone. Not swinging at it was Moss. Runner on second, nobody out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That was way up and out of the zone, but fishing after it was Moss, and that's a strikeout. First K of the game for Ashley Jankowski. So now the third baseman, Delaney Hahn, will step in. Runner still on second, but now one out. Jankowski rocks, deals. There's a fly ball left center field. Coming in is Sobolewski. Could not get there. Gets past her, picked up by Merrill. Heading to third, stopping right there is Stoplett. Now the throw to the infield gets away, and Stoplett will score. And heading all the way to third, standing up, is Delaney Hahn. Holding on the fly ball with Stoplett, so she was only going to advance to third base, but then the throw to the infield got away, so a single, an error, a run scored, and Assumption takes a 3-2 lead.
Now batting number 21.
And now time is called, and it looks as though Coach Jankowski is going to have a conversation, not in the pitcher circle, but with the entire defense at second base. I think the coach right now for Newman Catholic is not happy with some of the defensive plays early in this game, as his team has given Assumption some extra outs, and in that case, not an extra out, but allowed them a run to score when holding at third was stopped it before the throw to the infield got away. And now Hahn is at third base with just one out, and the top of the order, Anna Schooley, coming to the plate. So no RBI on the play. But nevertheless, Assumption will take the run and take a 3-2 lead. Anna Schooley is 1-for-1 today. She doubled right down the left field line, a line drive that landed on the line, and she came around to score the first run for Assumption in the first inning. So the Newman Catholic meeting is completed. You don't see that very often. Normally it's a meeting with the pitcher and the catcher in the circle. In that case, Steve Jankowski went out and met with the entire Newman Catholic defense at the second base bag. So now Schooley will step in. Jankowski toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. There's a bunt attempt. It's a good one. Picked up by Jankowski. And now she has the runner between third and home. And then dropping the ball at third is Keene. Scoring will be Hahn. And safe at first is Schooley. Jankowski grabbed the bunt. Breaking towards the plate was Hahn. Jankowski then threw it to her third baseman. It went off the edge of the mitt. And then Hahn was able to score. And safe at first is Schooley. So another error on the Cardinals. It'll be a fielder's choice and an error to allow Schooley to reach base. And it's now 4-2. Kavanaugh steps in. Runner on the move. Pitch taken. Throw down to second. Goes into short center field, but not far enough for Schooley to advance. It is a stolen base. One ball and no strikes on Arianna Kavanaugh. Pitch was a little bit low. Here's the 1-0. Fastball in at the knees, evens things up at 1-1. Arianna Kavanaugh is 1-for-1. She tripled, had an RBI, and scored a run in the first inning. Two runs in for Assumption, bottom of the second, 4-2 lead for the Royals. There's a chopper at the plate. It'll be a foul ball. Come right back to the backstop. Count goes to 1-2. Two for the Cards in the top of the first, two for the Royals in the bottom of the first, and now two for the Royals in the bottom of the second. 1-2 pitch. There's a fly ball right field side. Going over, trying to make the ankle grab was Fennis, could not do so. Advancing to third and staying right there is Schooley. Good effort in right field by Fennis. Had a long run, got to it, and then trying to pick it off right at the top of the grass, but could not bring it in. That will be a single and a second base hit of the game for Arianna Kavanaugh. Runners on the corners, one out for the number three hitter, catcher Claire Nelson. Left-handed batter, slightly open stance. Fastball, just off the outside corner, breaking from first, and in without a throw is Kavanaugh. That'll be catcher's indifference, but that does put runners now on second and third for Assumption. Pitch just off the corner from Jankowski, so it's 1-0. And the pitch. Drops into the dirt, bounces away, runner will break, and sliding in safely is Schooley. Throw gets away, now rounding third, coming in, and sliding in safely is Kavanaugh as well. So two runs score on the play for the Royals. It was a wild pitch, getting to it quickly with Shields, tried to flip it to Jankowski to get Schooley, but the throw got away, and showing no hesitation was Kavanaugh around third, and she scores as well to make it 6-2. So another error on the Cards as that throw got away. 2-0 pitch off the outside corner, taken for ball three. Three errors here on the Cards in this inning. Four errors already overall for Newman Catholic. There is a fastball in at the knees for a called strike. Three balls and one strike on Nelson. There's a well-hit ball, deep right center field, way back, and that ball is off the base of the fence. Rounding first, heading to second with a stand-up double is Claire Nelson. Boy, she hit that ball exceptionally well off the base of the fence and deep right center field. And she is now 1-for-2. She had reached on a fielder's choice, had an RBI back in the first. And now the number four hitter for Assumption, pitcher Macy Vollert, will come to the plate. We'll get a courtesy runner here for the Assumption Royals. Jordan Jaglinski will do the running for Assumption. So a four-run outburst here for the Royals in the bottom of the second inning. One out, runner on second as Vollert steps in. She reached on an error her first time up. Here's a ground ball pulled foul, third base side. Strike one. No balls and one strike. Again, glad you could join us both on Bull Falls Radio, out of Wausau, and on WIRI out of Wisconsin Rapids. Change of pace and a beauty from Jankowski. That one floated in at the knees. Called strike two. Here's the 0-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. Again, that's a very good two-strike pitch. Right on the mitt of Lily Shields. Set up just off the corner. One ball, two strikes. Another change of pace. Gets away to the backstop, and the runner will advance 60 feet. Another change of pace. That one in the dirt and got through Shields. And advancing is Jay Glinski to third base. Two balls, two strikes on Macy Volder. Jankowski has the target. Here's the wind and the pitch. There's a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coming in to score is Jay Glinski, an RBI base knock for Macy Volert. Fifth run of the inning gives Assumption a 7-2 lead. Lydia Smits, the center fielder. Eighth batter to come to the plate here in this inning will step in for Assumption. Smits reached on a fielder's choice her first time up, so she is 0-1. Right-handed batter will get set to step in. Towing the rubber, Ashley Jankowski. She's ready. Rocks, deals. Ground ball up the middle. Pick at short. Two steps to the bag for one. On to first, not in time. Gould was led right to the bag, had two steps to get the force, and then fired across, but just beating it out with Smith. So a fielder's choice and the second out of the inning. Six unassisted to get Follert at the bag.
Number 25, the designated player, Jess Norton.
And now the designated player, number six hitter, Jess Norton, will step in. Called straight back to the screen for strike one. Norton hit into a 1-5-3 double play to end the first. No balls and one strike. Jankowski deals. Ground ball up the middle, going to her right. Good pick made by Gould. Fires across in time. Stretching to her left to snag it was Paige Gould. And then a good throw across, 6-3 on the putout to end the Assumption second inning. But the Royals do bat around. Five runs on five base hits. There were three Newman errors and one runner left on base. End of two. It's Assumption 7, Newman Catholic 2. Back in a minute. This is High School Softball on Civic Media.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Top of the third inning, Newman coming to the plate, trailing Assumption 7-2. First pitch swinging is Paige Gould, lines it into right field for a base hit. So taking it the other way on the first pitch of the frame is the Cardinal leadoff hitter, Paige Gould. That's her second base hit of the game. She had doubled and scored the first Newman run back in the first. So runner on first, nobody out for the catcher, Lily Shields. Shields grounded to shortstop her first time up. Macy Volert pitches. There's a good bunt. Picked up by the catcher, Nelson. Just one play. Fires to first just in time. And then throwing behind the runner is Moss back to second. And diving back in head first is Gould. Boy, Shields with a good bunt. It took a good play by Nelson. Got out of her crouch. Got to it quickly. And then got Shields by about half a step. 2-3 on the putout on the sacrifice bunt.
Pitcher Ashley
Gould now at second base as Ashley Jankowski will come to the plate. Jankowski had an RBI single and scored a run back in the first. And the first pitch from Vollert is a rising fastball up and out of the zone for ball one. Left-handed batter for the Cardinals, open stance. Macy Vollert looks into Nelson for the sign and the target. Here's the rock and the pitch. Followed back to the screen, evens things up at 1-1. 7-2 score, Assumption over Newman, top of the third inning. Runner on second, one out for the Cards. Vollert is ready, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swinging just under it was Jankowski, and that pitch at about belt level, and the count is 1-2. Vollert steps off the pitcher's rubber for a moment, now she's ready. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside. Evens things up at 2-2. Ava Sukkonen, the Newman Catholic first baseman and number four hitter, waits to hit next. Cardinals trying to get something back after that five-run outburst for the Royals in the last half inning. There's a pop-up first base side. It'll be pulled out of play. And the count 2-2. Waiting on second base is Paige Gould. Back in the left-handed box is Jankowski. Macy Vollert winds, deals. There's a high pop-up on the infield. The catcher, Nelson, foul territory, first base side, will make the call and make the grab for out number two. It's a good job by the catcher, Nelson. It was a high pop-up just to her right, was able to pick it up quickly and make the play.
Number six, first baseman, Ava Sukkonen.
Up next for the Cards will be the first baseman, Ava Sukkonen. Looking for the two-out RBI hit for Newman. Vollert delivers. There's a roller, third base side, Hahn. She'll pick, she'll fire across on target in time, and that will do it for Newman in the top of the third. For the Fighting Cardinals, no runs on one base hit. There were no assumption errors, and one runner left on base. We have played 2.5 innings here at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. It is Assumption 7, Newman Catholic 2. This is high school softball on Civic Media.
Not.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third inning. Leading off for the Royals is Stofflett. She swings at the first pitch, grounds it third base side, but foul. Lexi Stofflett, Maddie Moss, and Delaney Hahn, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Royals in the bottom of the third inning as they lead the Cardinals by a score of 7-2. Pitch is low and outside from Jankowski. Evens things up at 1-1. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball back to the circle. Picked up by Jankowski. Quick flip to first in time. 1-3 on the put out for out number one. Up next will be the number eight hitter. First baseman Maddie Moss. Moss is 0-1. She was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. Pitch is in there for strike one called. If you joined us late, Cardinals scored two in the top of the first. Royals scored two in the bottom of the first. Then five runs in the bottom of the second inning for the Royals as that pitch is in there for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. And the pitch just off the outside corner, trying to target it, frame it as well with Shields behind the dish, but Ball one. Both these pitchers done a nice job in terms of the two-strike pitches. And there's a swing and a pop-up first base side. Taking a look is Suikkanen, but she'll run out of room. And the count goes still to one ball and two strikes. Shields again will put down the fingers, set the target. Here's the 1-2 pitch. There's a pop-up on the right-hand side. Second baseman, Brianna Schultz, goes over to her left slightly and makes the grab for out number two. So two up and two down for Assumption in the bottom of the third, and that will bring up the third baseman, Delaney Hahn. Hahn singled and scored a run in the second inning, 1-for-1. There's a little pop, foul territory first base side. It'll drop in foul territory for strike one. Quick note that tomorrow on Bull Falls Radio, we will have a game because there's been some changes in the schedule. We'll talk about that. 0-1, ground ball towards shortstop. Oh, knocked down nicely by Jankowski. Picks, fires the first in time. It was heading towards short, but then backhanded, knocking it down with Jankowski. Able to grab it and then fire to first in time. 1-3 on the putout for a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Royals in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. End of three. It is Assumption 7, Newman Catholic 2. This is High School Softball on Civic Media.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Top of the fourth inning, Maddie Keene leading things off for the Cards. Here's the first pitch. It's a fastball that paints the outside corner at the knees from Macy Vollert for strike one called. Maddie Keene, Molly Merrill, and Camille Sobolewski. 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Newman Catholic batting order against Macy Vollert in the fourth. 0-1. Check swing just off the outside corner. Holding up is Keene, and the count evens up at 1-1. Both these pitchers have really good control. They've worked the strike zone. The counts have not gone very deep. Walks are a very rare occurrence. Pitch misses outside for ball two. Neither pitcher has issued a base on balls, and neither pitcher has really come all that close. The pitch, getting on base on balls. I think we've had one full count in this game. Two balls and one strike, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good location again at the knees, outer portion of the plate from Vollert. Keene comes up empty, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter waits. Vollert is ready, rocks, deals. Just off the outside corner. Good eye at the dish that time by the freshman Keene. And the count runs full, 3-2. Leadoff hitter for the Cards in the top of the fourth inning. Vollert, here's the payoff pitch. Called straight back. Good cut that time by Keene right on top of it. Follows it to the screen and will do it again at 3-2. Boulder toes the rubber, looks in for the target. Again, the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Grab by Boulder, she'll flip the first in time, and that is a 1-3 put out for the first out of the inning. Up next for the Cardinals will be the left fielder, number 6 hitter, Molly Merrill.
Now batting number 11, left fielder, Molly Merrill.
Merrill is 0-1. She struck out to lead off the second. Two runs on four base hits for the Cards. They have committed four errors. Seven runs on seven hits. One error for Assumption. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Molly Merrill. Doing a little manicuring around the pitcher's rubber is Macy Vollert. Now she'll look in for the sign and the target. 0-1 pitch. Up and out of the strike zone. Evens it up 1-1. Tomorrow on Bow Falls Radio, high school baseball, Wausau West hosting Stevens Point. That game's been moved up 24 hours, so tomorrow, 4:50 pregame right here on Bow Falls Radio. 1-1 pitch. Change of pace from Vollert. Floats in at the knees for strike two called. WIRI has a Wisconsin Rapids-Lincoln baseball matchup coming up on Thursday. At least that was on the schedule at last report. 1-2. Drops down low and a bit outside. Evens things up at 2-2. One out. Nobody on base for the Cards. Top of the fourth inning. Assumption leads 7-2. Vollert again working quickly. She's ready. Delivers. There's a pop-up first base side that will be out of play. Remains two balls and two strikes. Yeah, just a gorgeous day for baseball. The wind not more than a zephyr at this point. 2-2. Change of pace, but able to get a piece of it. Fight it off as Merrill. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Next week, Tuesday and Thursday, Newman takes on Marathon. We'll have both those games next week. Tuesday and Thursday, Cards and the Red Raiders right here on Bow Falls Radio. 2-2 pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner. Little flex of the knees from Macy Vollert. She wanted it, but it was just off the corner. And the count goes to 3-2. Full count on Molly Merrill. Vollert rocks, delivers. There's a pop-up first base side. Will there be room? Going over, but nope. It lands on top of the dugout as Maddie Moss, the first baseman, took a look. Could not quite get there, and the count remains 3-2. Dog runs after the foul ball. Got a foul ball chasing dog. We'll bring it back. Three balls, two strikes. Vollert's ready. Again, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Big fastball, big cut by Merrill. Came up empty, and that's out number two. Next for the Cards will be the number seven hitter, center fielder Camille Sobolewski. She is 1-for-1, single, back in the second. Boy, Camille had a great volleyball season, took the Cardinals right to the state final, and doing it now on the softball diamond as well. Swing and a miss for strike one. So Vollert continuing to pound the strike zone for the Royals. 7-2 lead for Assumption. Top of the fourth inning. Again, setting the target is Claire Nelson. Here's the pitch. Fastball, a good one. Right at the knees, inner portion from Vollert. Called strike two. Nothing and two. It's always fun to watch pitchers who work the strike zone, and we're seeing that both from Vollert and Jankowski. Here's the 0-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. I've said this so many times. Both these pitchers, they jump out to 0-2 leads in the count, and then that 0-2 pitch is close enough where that batter has to think about it, but not so far away that it's just a waste pitch. 1-2. Fastball a little bit up. That was a good look by the batter, Sobolewski. That was very close, just above the strike zone, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Vollert to the plate. Fouled off third base side. A little ahead of that pitch was Camille Sobolewski. We'll do it again at 2-2. Again, staring into her catcher is Vollert. Nelson sets the target. 2-2 pitch. In there, a change of pace inside corner for strike three, and that will do it for the Cards in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We are halfway through, middle of the fourth inning. Assumption 7, Newman Catholic 2. This is high school softball on Civic Media.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see. We
are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Anna Schooley will lead things off for the Assumption Royals in the bottom of the fourth inning. Assumption leading Newman by a score of 7-2. Ashley Jankowski in the circle. First pitch drops a little bit low for ball one. Be the top three in the order for Assumption. Anna Schooley, Ariana Cavanaugh, and Claire Nelson against Ashley Jankowski. The Cardinals senior right-hander looks in, has the target from Shields. 1-0 pitch. That will bounce in. Bounce off the shin protector of Lily Shields, and it's ball two. Thanks to our sponsors of Newman Cardinal Softball on Bow Falls Radio, including Picks and Pieces and Menke Automotive. Again, today on the air, both on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, and on 105.5 WIRI. Rising fastball, a little bit up and out of the zone, and that's ball three. A rare spasm of control difficulties for Ashley Jankowski in the count 3-0 on Schooley. Schooley doubled and scored in the first, and then reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the second, and she pulls that 3-0 pitch foul. She was a little over-anxious on that 3-0 pitch. She got the green light, and she was so excited. She was way in front of that one and pulled it foul beyond the third base dugout. Three balls and one strike. Jankowski rocks, deals. There's a line drive into the gap in left center field. It will be cut off deep by Molly Merrill, taking a big turn, but holding there is Schooley. Nice play by Merrill to get over there and grab it on the hop. But a base knock by Anna Schooley to start off the Assumption fourth inning. Ariana Cavanaugh will step in next. She tripled, had an RBI and scored a run in the first. Singled and scored a run in the second. She is 2-for-2. Right-handed batter. Jankowski's ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball in for a strike. Runners on the move. Throw to second. It's a close play, and out at second is Schooley. Lily Shields throws out Schooley, attempting to steal for the first out of the inning. So now a runner off the base pass. One out, nobody on for the Assumption Royals. Nothing and one, the count. And the pitch. There's a fly ball right field side. Sven is going over. She cannot get there. Plays it on a hop. Third base hit of the game for Ari Cavanaugh. She'll stop at first. She is 3-for-3. Up next for the Royals will be the number three hitter, catcher Claire Nelson. Nelson is 1-for-2. She hit into a fielder's choice, got an RBI in the first, and then doubled and scored a run in that five-run second inning. Left-handed batter settles in. Jankowski's pitch. Just below the knees. Boy, that was a good-looking pitch from Jankowski, but called ball one. 7-2 Royals, bottom of the fourth. There's a ground ball pulled foul, first base side. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. So again, Civic Media, I'm usually on the call on WXCO, but two stations here today. There's a ground ball pulled foul, first base side. And again, if you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, do so because you get Bow Falls Radio on it, you get WIRI on it, you get WFHR on it. Every station on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just download the free Civic Media app. One ball, two strikes. Change of pace, down low, evens things up at 2-2 to Claire Nelson. But very happy to help out today for our sister station, WIRI, to take our feed from Bow Falls Radio. 2-2. Ground ball pulled foul, first base side. We'll do it again at 2-2. I know Mike will be back on the call for you folks on WIRI for Lincoln Red Raider baseball on Thursday. 2-2 pitch. Just off the outside corner. Trying to frame it is Shields. Maybe a tad low. And the count runs full. 3-2. Macy Volert in the on-deck circle for Assumption. Towing the rubber is Jankowski. Has the target. Here's the payoff pitch. There's a ground ball past the first baseman into right field for a base hit. Rounding second, heading to third is Kavanaugh. The throw goes all the way through. Rounding third, Kavanaugh heading to the plate and safe. Throw to third, and out at third is Nelson. But scoring all the way from first was Kavanaugh. The throw was behind Kavanaugh, coming to third base, but she decided to push it and beats the throw. But then Shields fires to third, and Nelson outsliding. So a run for the Royals. And now there are two outs in the inning. First of all, the throw from right should have been to second base. That allowed Kavanaugh, when the throw came all the way to third, to keep on running and score. And that allowed Nelson to try to get all the way around the third. So that's going to be a single and for Nelson. But out at third for the second out. Again, aggressive on the base pads were the Royals, and it's now 8-2. So nobody on base, two outs for Macy Volert. Volert reached on an error in the first, had an RBI single in the second, and now the umpires are getting together to have a conversation. Not sure exactly what the conversation is about, but nevertheless, making sure the runner at home plate is safe. I guess they were making sure that the runner was safe or... But nevertheless, now stepping in is Macy Volert. There's a fastball in at the knees from Jankowski for strike one called. So 8-2 Royals, bottom of the fourth. Here's Jankowski's pitch. That will bounce in there, even things up at a ball and a strike. Tomorrow on Bow Falls Radio, again, Wausau West Baseball against Stevens Point. 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch. Again, a game that was moved up 24 hours due to the weather. There's a roller, third base side, Maddie Keene will pick. She'll fire across right on target in time, 5-3 on the putout for out number three. For the Royals in the fourth, one run on three base hits, nobody left on base. End of four, Assumption 8, Newman Catholic 2. This is High School Softball on Civic Media.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Newman Catholic coming to the plate in the top of the fifth inning, trailing Assumption by a score of 8-2 for the Fighting Cards. It'll be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters, Lauren Thiel, Brianna Schultz, and then Paige Gould. I mentioned the fact that West and Stevens Point baseball has been moved up. Got an update on Lincoln High School and their baseball matchup we'll get to in just a moment. But first, a swing and a miss from Lauren Thiel. That is strike one. Lauren Thiel is 0-1. She struck out back in the second inning. Oh, right off the pitcher. Deflects the second. Kavanaugh flips the first in time. What a tough break for Thiel. She hit that ball on the screws. Deflected off the leg of the pitcher, Volert. And Kavanaugh at second base able to pick and then fire. 1-4-3 on the putout for out number one. going to check to make sure that Macy Vollard is okay. But, boy, Theo hit that ball about as well as he could and gets nothing out of it. Looks like Vollard's going to be okay. But, boy, oh, boy, that was hit on the screws from Theo. Fortunately for Assumption, the deflection went right to Kavanaugh. And now Brianna Schultz will step in for the Cardinals. So one out, nobody on base for the Cards. Talking to Coach Jankowski before the game, he said that's been the case for Newman. They've hit some balls hard, but when they do, it seems to go right to the opponents. And that's been a key in the terms of the Cardinal offense being held pretty well in check in recent games. Here's the pitch. Fastball that's up and out of the zone, taken for ball one. Brianna Schultz grounded back to the pitcher her first time up. Looking in for the sign, and the target is Vollard. Here's the pitch. That'll be followed straight back to the screen, and it's 1-1. So Lincoln Baseball has been moved. The game against Marshfield, which was scheduled to be aired on WIRI on Thursday, has been moved to tomorrow at 4:30, and it will be airing on 105.5 FM WIRI. Little dribbler, first base side, picked up by Maddie Moss. He'll tag out the runner, Schultz. Three unassisted for out number two. So again, this game today on both Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, and on 105.5 FM WIRI, and we'll both have, both stations will have Wisconsin Valley Conference baseball coming up tomorrow. Rapids against Marshfield on WIRI, and Wausau West against Stevens Point on Bull Falls Radio. Back to the top of the order, and Paige Gould for the Cards. First pitch is a fastball from Macy Vollert for strike one called. Paige Gould is 2-for-2. She doubled and scored in the first and singled in the third. Vollert looking in, has again the target. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That will bounce off of home plate, taken for ball one. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll have the Newman Catholic softball team back in action both Tuesday and Thursday of next week against Marathon. 4:35 airtime both Tuesday and Thursday of next week. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Anna Schooley will pick. She'll fire across in time. 6-3 on the putout for out number three. So the Cardinals go down in order. Macy Vollard has now retired the last nine batters she has faced. End of 4.5 innings here from Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. It is Assumption 8, Newman Catholic 2. This is high school softball on Civic Media.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Assumption coming to the plate, leading Newman 8-2. And Lydia Smith's first pitch from Ashley Jankowski in at the knees for strike one called. The 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Royal batting order, Smith's, Jess Norton, and Lexi Stofflett against Ashley Jankowski. 0-1 pitch. There's a roller third base side that will go foul. Nothing and two. This game moves so very quickly. I've been hoping to try to give you the Division 5 state rankings, because I said Assumption right in there, came out this afternoon. Foul ball goes back to the screen, still nothing and two. In Division 5, Assumption is number 4 in the state. Oakfield number 1, Pacelli is number 2, Wazika Steuben 3rd, Assumption 4, and Belmont rounds out the top 5. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. It'll be picked up by Shields. She'll fire to first in time, and that will be a strikeout to start off the Assumption fifth inning. 6 through 10 in Division 5. Thorpe is number 6, Barneveld 7th, Highland 8th, Almond Bancroft 9th, and Hillsboro number 10. Some other area teams in the rankings and other divisions we'll let you know about. And the first pitch, a foul tip from Jess Norton for strike one. Another Merrillwood Conference South Division team, Stratford, is ranked number 10 in the state in Division 4. Mosinee, who beat Assumption twice earlier this season, number 1 in D2. Pitch is a little bit up from Ashley Jankowski, evens things up 1-1. Stevens Point from the Valley is ranked number 3 in Division 1. D.C. Everest, honorable mention. There's a pop-up first base side. That'll be a foul ball out of play. One ball and two strikes on Jess Norton. She is grounded out twice. She is 0-2 today. Nobody on base, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Assumption 8, Newman Catholic 2. Jankowski's pitch. Ground ball off the mitt of Jankowski. Deflected. Grabbed by Schultz at second. Flips to first. Well, we saw a 1-4-3 put out in the last inning. We see another 1-4-3 put out here in the bottom half of the frame as Jess Norton is retired for the second out. So two outs, nobody on base for Lexi Stofflett. Stofflett is 1-2, singled and scored back in the second. And there's a fly ball, short left field. That could be trouble. Goes over the top of the shortstop, Gold, in front of the left fielder Merrill for a loop single for Lexi Stofflett and her second base hit of the game for Assumption. So a runner on first, two outs for Maddie Moss, the number 8 hitter and first baseman for the Royals. Pitch from Jankowski is down low in the dirt, scooped up by Shields, ball one. Moss. 11 base hits now for Assumption. Pitch rises up and out of the strike zone for ball two. 8 runs on 11 base hits. No errors for the Royals. Cardinals, 2 runs on 4 base hits. And there's a pop-up, not high enough, as trying to pick it up quickly was Lily Shields, but it just was not hit very high in the air. By the time the Cardinal catcher removed the mask and picked it up, it was already on the ground behind her. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 runs on 4 base hits and 4 errors for the Cards. Foul tip goes back to the backstop right in front of me. Broadcasting from right behind home plate, slightly to the left of the catcher. I should say slightly to the right of the catcher. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Moss. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And that will do it for Assumption in the 5th inning. No runs on 1 base hit. There were no Newman errors and 1 runner left on base. End of 5. Assumption 8. Newman Catholic 2. Back in 1 minute.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Watch out! They got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Newman Catholic coming to the plate, top of the sixth inning. Cardinal offense needs to get going, trailing Assumption 8-2. Lily Shields will lead things off, and the first pitch from Macy Bollert is a little bit up and away for ball one. The 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the Newman Catholic batting order. It will be Shields, Ashley Jankowski, and Ava Sukunen. Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. Misses a little bit up, and the count goes to 2-0. Shields is grounded out and laid down a sacrifice bunt. 0-1 officially. 2-0 pitch. K catches the outside corner, paints the corner, in fact, from Vollert, and the count goes to 2-1. Have not seen many 2-0 counts in this game from either pitcher. Two balls and a strike. The Rock in the pitch. Line drive! Snagged that short on the backhand by Anna Scully. Another well-hit ball by Newman turns into an out. When I was talking to Coach Jankowski before the game, it's like, yeah, maybe he's just saying that. They're hitting the ball hard, but not getting anything out of it. Well, that has continued here today. Especially the last two innings. You try to get something going quickly. The leadoff hitter both hit it on the screws, but turned into outs. And now Ashley Jankowski comes to the plate for the Cards. Swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike on Jankowski. Macy Vollert looks in, has the target. Here's the pitch. Another hard hit ball, but right to the second baseman, Kavanaugh. She'll underhand it to first. 4-3 on the putout. Couple of well hit balls for the Cards, but nothing to show for it. Two outs, nobody on base.
Now batting number six, first baseman.
Has to be frustrating. Right now, Newman 1-8 overall, 1-5 in the conference, but boy, they played a number of really close games, low scoring games where the offense just has not been able to produce quite enough. And the first pitch to Ava Sukkonen in at the knees for a called strike one. Assumption comes in, 8-4 overall, 5-1, first place in the Merriwood South. They have won their last seven games. They started 1-4, but since then, seven straight in the W column. Swing and a miss. Some good downward motion on that pitch from Vollert, and the count goes to 0-2. In fact, the Assumption started their conference season off with a loss to Auburndale, but have won five straight in the league since then. 0-2 on Sukkonen. Pitch is just a little bit off the outside corner. Count to 1-2. Should Ava Sukkonen reach base safely? Maddie Keene due up next for the Cards. Vollert again stares in. Here's the pitch. Just off the outside corner. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Twos across the board. Vollert stares in. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left-hand side. Backhanded deep by Schooley. Long throw across. Not in time. Boy, quite a play by Schooley. Thought she had no chance, but made a quick release from the deep hole on that backhanded stop. And it turned into a bang-bang play at first, but Sukkonen gets the infield hit. So that will bring up the number five hitter, freshman third baseman Maddie Keene for the Cardinals. Vollert delivers. Pitch misses the outside corner for ball one. Maddie Keene popped up to the shortstop and grounded back to the pitcher. She is 0-2. Vollert's ready. Here's the pitch. Right down the chute, taken for a strike. Special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports on WIRI. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. 1-1. There's a roller towards short. Charging to Schooley. She's going to have to hurry. Not in time. Another infield single. Beating it out is Maddie Keene. And now the Cardinals have runners on first and second with two outs for Molly Merrill. Again, another bang-bang play. Looks like the base umpire was about to put the right arm up and then said, nope, it's going to be safe.
Number 11, left fielder Molly Merrill.
So Molly Merrill, an opportunity here for the Cards. Right-handed batter settles in. Macy Vollert to the plate. Misses on a fastball outside for ball one. Well, the Cardinals trying to cut into this six-run deficit. Try to get, boy, get a crooked number here if you're Newman to try to edge their way back in. 1-0. There's a roller back to the circle. Picked up by Macy Vollert. She'll flip the first in time. 1-3 on the putout, and the Cardinal threat comes to an end. No runs on two base hits. No Assumption errors and two runners left on base. End of 5.5. It is Assumption 8, Newman Catholic 2. This is High School Softball on Civic Media.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter